Chinese astrology introduction. What is Chinese astrology? Like our own Western astrology, Chinese astrology uses 12 different signs or symbols to define 12 basic categories of human being. Similarly to Western astrology, the Chinese system uses a person's birth date as the basis for his sign, so in some ways the two systems are alike. Now, let's have a look at how they differ. Our own astrological signs are monthly. Each of our signs has a different heaven-inspired mythological name and corresponds to a period equivalent to a single sun cycle. If you were born in the sun cycle period labeled Aquarius, then in Western astrological terms you are an Aquarian. Chinese zodiacal signs are yearly. Each Chinese sign has a different animal name and corresponds to a period equivalent to an entire Chinese calendar year. If you were born in a year-long period which the Chinese label the Dragon Year, then in Chinese astrological terms you are a dragon. Simple? Yes. Chinese astrology is so simple that you need only know the year of your birth to find out which of the 12 signs is yours. But there is one tricky aspect to consider. The Chinese New Year falls on a different date every year. This holiday can occur as early as mid-January or not until late February. If you were born in either January or February, that is, if you are either Capricorn or Aquarius in Western astrology, you need to know whether you were born before or after the Chinese New Year. This interpretation has calculated that information for you. The Chinese animal symbols are rat, ox, tiger, cat, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. These animals always appear in the same order. Since the beginning of recorded Chinese time, 2637 BC, the animal sequence has recurred faithfully every 12 years. It always begins with the rat and ends with the pig. And to make things even more convenient for us 20th century Westerners, 1900 was a rat year. That means that the next rat year was 1912 and 1924, 1936, 1948, 1960, 1972, 1984 were all rat years. Anybody born in any of these years is a rat. Chinese astrology, in one form or another, was widely used all over the Orient from the 40th century BC. It became especially popular between 2953 and 2838 BC under the Emperor Fuxi and again under Shen Nung, who was born in the 28th century BC. The zodiacal system and its philosophies as we know them today were codified by Ta Nao, an able minister of Emperor Huang Ti, born about 2704 BC. It was made official in 2637 BC and was formally inaugurated, as were other historical events, at the 60th anniversary of the same popular Emperor Huang Ti's accession to the throne. For 46 centuries thereafter, this system was used as the national standard and touched on all state affairs in China. People born in pig years are all somewhat naive and hate to say no. Rats are aggressive and talkative, dogs loyal and ardent, snakes altruistic and attractive, dragons healthy and noisy, horses independent and pragmatic, goats dependent and creative and have no sense of time, oxen slow and eloquent, tigers rash and magnetic, cats flee conflict and love tradition, monkeys are entertaining and give lots of presents, roosters are resourceful and bossy and adore clothes. Yin and Yang. Yin and Yang are the two main opposite but equal Chinese philosophical forces. The power of Yin is sometimes interpreted as passive, female, docile, receptive and society-oriented. Conversely, the Yang energy is said to be aggressive, male and socially indifferent. To the Chinese, everything in life is either yin or yang, and the trick to achieving harmony is knowing how to balance yin and yang so they operate in synergy rather than clash. According to Chinese thought, any circumstance in the universe, a rainstorm, a night of love, a child taking its first steps, a wobbly bedstead, a frantic phone call, a dish of steaming pasta, a traffic accident, a dancing bride and groom or a washing line in the sunlight, is the direct result of an energy balance or imbalance between yin and yang. The five elements, wood, fire, earth, metal, and water, to allow for movement to occur and bring about change, Chinese philosophy calls upon the five elements as agents of change and reaction. Change, the Chinese think, derives from the influence of the five main elements, wood, fire, earth, metal and water, on the basic yin or yang energies. Like in the old rock, paper, scissors game, each of these five Chinese elements has the ability to control and or destroy the previous element, and is capable of producing the element that directly follows it. In the regenerative cycle of the elements, water engenders wood. Wood begets fire. Fire burns to earth. Earth creates metal and metal gives way to water. Wood is characterized by the color green. Wood heralds the beginning of life, springtime and buds, sensuality and fecundity. Wood's influence affects the liver, the gallbladder and, by extension, the digestion. Wood needs moisture to thrive. Its two opposite yet equally emotional forces are rage and altruism. The wood person will be expansive, outgoing and socially conscious. Wood, in its turn, can create and nourish fire. Fire's signatory color is red. Fire is hot weather, satisfaction of nature, aridity and dust. The tongue and the small intestine are the centers of attention in the fire person's body. Fire makes heat, which either warms or burns. The fire person must constantly seek to balance a tendency to explode and possibly destroy, against a desire to create coziness and warmth. Passionate by nature, this impatient, ebullient person must strive to keep his flame under control. Earth is created from the ashes of the fire. Now we are in the soothingly satisfying late summer cycle. Earth's favorite color is yellow, which represents the equanimity between beginnings and endings. The weather of Earth is mild or temperate. In the human body, Earth influences spleen, pancreas and mouth. Earth's two opposite but equal forces which need to be kept in constant balance are enhancing and smothering. On the one hand, Earth gives care and allows for growth and improvement. On the other, Earth buries roots and snuffs out breath. Earth people are gifted for fairness and have the ability to commit themselves to protracted projects and complete Herculean tasks with ease. They must struggle against a penchant for worry. The earth grows metal in her veins. Metal says white and autumn. Metal is cool, crisp weather. Metal's effect on the body centers in the lungs and respiratory system. It only secondarily rules the large intestine and the nose. Metal people like to communicate. They need to keep discord and harmony in constant balance. Metal signifies the onset of winter. Its influence can sometimes add sadness or gloom to an astrological chart. Two of metal's emotional forces are melancholy and romance. I see metal as Wagnerian. Metal people must guard against a tendency to wallow in nostalgia. Lastly, metal begets water, groundwater trickling its way through layers of the earth's core. Water's color is blue. Its season is full-blown winter. Water is always moving, fluid, and mutational. In our bodies, water's influence affects our plumbing systems, the kidneys and the bladder. The ear, too, comes under the spell of water. Hence people born in water-ruled years are frequently musical. They pick up on everything. Be it good or bad, they never miss a vibe. Water-ruled creatures are always very sensitive and sometimes even mentally fragile. The downside of water's influence, then, is a stressful nervousness. To balance that fidgety, squeamish, overly sensitive side, water endows its subjects with the noblest quality of all, kindness and sympathy. Sometimes too permeable, the water-ruled must take precautions against drowning in the chagrin of those they see as less fortunate than themselves. So, the five elements cause the commotion and are responsible for creating and maintaining both balance and imbalance, for moving things around and making life interesting. These purveyors of change can be controlled or not, depending on how one manages them. Each animal year of the Chinese zodiac has been assigned one of the five elements. The elements each turn up twice in the cycle, going away for another 10 years. The five elements are always presented in the above order. Once we know this, we can understand how the elements directly affect us and pertain to individual characters. The elements work by governing each animal sign once through the 60-year century. You will not come across a water horse more than once in 60 years. This fact alone accounts for 60 different basic character or destiny types. Further, when a learned Chinese astrologer draws up a chart for an individual person according to the Chinese astrological system, he takes into consideration the month and the season, the time of day and the type of weather on the day of birth, as well as certain astral configurations at the moment of birth. In all, good Chinese astrologers deal with a base of no less than 512,640 different possible personality charts. This means that only two people in a million stand a chance of being born with identical destinies.